You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord for February 18, 2009. I'm Chip, and I know exactly how David Tennant should leave Doctor Who. Okay, I exaggerate. Russell T. Davies already knows how he's going to end his 5 years as showrunner, and he deserves to conclude his story any way he wants to. But I think that David Tennant's departure presents a unique opportunity to help a lot of kids, and more than a few adults, prepare for dealing with grief. One of the bittersweet facts of modern medicine is that all of us are so very likely to have to say the long goodbye to a loved one with a terminal illness. Regenerations in Doctor Who, on the other hand, have been dramatic season enders, with little time for goodbyes or reflection. Now, it's a very safe bet that Russell Davies' final special will be a huge, operatic affair. But what if something happened early in the episode to make the 10th Doctor's regeneration inevitable? Another poisoning, for example. But then, unlike the 5th Doctor's exit, the 10th Doctor wins the day, realizing he has a little time left. It would be a bittersweet victory for the Doctor. The epilogue of the story could, for a few minutes, explore the Doctor's fear of death and change. Freema Agyeman and John Barrowman are rumored to be returning in the specials. We could see them say their goodbyes to the man they knew, and see them all come to terms with impending loss. It wouldn't actually be depressing television. The audience all knows that the Doctor will survive, with Matt Smith appearing as the 11th Doctor. That promise at the end is what would allow me, if I were Russell T. Davies, to end the story with this teachable moment. And, as Sylvester McCoy said in another context, Doctor Who has remarkable teaching potential.
And although we're only making an entertainment, we are actually, in a sense, sometimes passing on information and, you know, kind of moral and, you know, social kind of comments that educate people.
And that's the 2-Minute Time Lord for February 18th. Thanks to Trevor and Marty at the DWO WhoCast for the interview excerpt. They're at thewhocast.com. You can find me at 2minutetimelord.com or follow me on Twitter as #2MinuteTimeLord. I'll be back in a few days to explain why I think that "In Moffat We Trust" isn't my favorite catchphrase.